Hey, what's up? This is Kev from the Falafel House Fantasy Football Podcast, and you're listening to the BS Podcast Network. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 33 for Monday, September 11th, 2017.
So this week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the recent Equifax data breach, because why not? We're also going to talk about the beer we're drinking.
We'll talk about the ways that we judge other people. We'll have a double dose of crazy news stories.
So how's your week been?
I like to put it all behind me, so here we are. I've been looking forward to this.
Me too. The weekends are fun. Kelly's gone at a bachelorette party all weekend. Well, not all weekend. She's leaving tomorrow morning. She'll be back like Sunday afternoon. But bachelorette parties are always funny to me because they're very phallic events, considering the fact that there's usually no penises there. So I get a text today saying, hey, can you pick me up some shooters, like liquor shooters, you know?
Yep.
On your way home from work. And I wanted to stop and get a beer anyway, so for tonight. So I said, sure, I'll pick up some shooters. I said, how many do you need? Her response to me was enough to fill a penis pinata. And then I had questions then. So I'm at lunch and I'm sitting in a room with another guy and one, two, three women. And we're joking around about this. And I'm like, they're like, well, is it circumcised? Cause you might need another shooter if that's the case to fill it.
Right.
And then we're like, well, are the balls attached to it, or is it just the shaft and the head that we have to fill with shooters? And then, of course, you know, one of my other coworkers said something along the lines of, you know, is it black? Because you'll need. I don't know.
That's right.
No, it's Asian. Only a couple.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it depends on the color of it. What kind of drink you would get? Would you get the purple one or the red?
No, that's
exactly, orange.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, let's stereotype.
So she'll be.
I know what you were talking about. Well, the good news is she wasn't going to a bachelor party.
That
would be trouble. You'd have to sit her down for a long talk.
No, I'll be going to one of those next weekend after. I don't know, in a couple of weeks, because we're both standing up, and my brother-in-law is getting married to Bree.
Yeah,
and we're both standing. She's the matron of honor. I'm standing up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Next week, 2 weeks,
something like that. I don't know.
Check your calendar.
And then the wedding's in October, at some point, which we'll have to talk about because I have the rehearsal dinner on a Thursday and the wedding's on Friday. So
they're not going to be able to change that. I mean, did they not?
They can't. They're not at all sensitive to the fact that I have a podcast to record possibly one of those days.
If we did a Wednesday just so we could go to the beach, then I think we can figure out another day.
You have so much more time to clean this thing up, though, if we do it on Wednesday. That's one of the bright sides. But anyway, weekend started. Found out this morning, were you one of the lucky 143 million people that were part of the whole Equifax thing?
I'm afraid to look, although I think I will. One, I think I will look just so that I know, but I'm sure. I mean, how many people are on this, you know, planet?
Well, it's basically 143 people in the U.S. So, you know, so I checked for Kelly and I, and the odds of winning are one in over two.
Yeah.
So, you know, but luckily, you know, I'm happy to report that Kelly and I both showed up on the list. So we both have the honor of closely watching our identities over the next, you know, several years, because one of the credit bureaus was hacked and we're on that. We're both on that list. So I'm excited about all the credit that I might take out in the next couple of years. I don't know about. Maybe I'll open some accounts I don't know about. You know,
now's your chance.
There might just be a couple more Robert Phillipses roaming the planet now that this has happened. But in all honesty, I did go on and I signed up for LifeLock today. I know Equifax has their one service that they're offering everybody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now I'm seeing there was a Wall Street Journal. There's a couple places that are reporting now, or it was Washington Post, I think. I shared something on Facebook, but that you're waiving some possible rights to arbitration with Equifax if you sign up for their free service for a year. So I signed up for LifeLock and Kelly, and you could just tell that I wasn't the only one who thought about doing it today, because their servers were just bogged down. I mean, it took me quite a bit of time.
You said you did that, and then I went through and I did a search for, I think it was LifeLock promo code, and I ended up on RetailMeNot, and it said 890 people have used this today. And that's not very many, but I think enough people are probably just going through whatever Equifax tells them to do because it's free. So they're just going to do that. But I think that probably was a spike. I mean, I obviously don't look at it every day, but it's something to consider. So I'll probably look into it this weekend just to see, because, you know, I think even just for the, I looked at just the price, it was $26, I think, for just me. And I don't know if that covers family or what, but I think the overall cost now to do it, and kind of like insurance almost, to try to hopefully protect you if there is some sort of breach. And again, if 143 million people are done and had their information stolen, there's very one out of 143 million that I'm going to be affected by it. But all it takes is that information to be disseminated and random people to buy it. And all of a sudden it starts to snowball, and pretty soon those numbers climb really quick.
It does. And I mean, I think just overall, even aside from this, I think protecting yourself is a good thing. And actually, the code I found, I ended up on Groupon. And what's funny, just like you, there were thousands of people that had used this code today. And I'm like, I can't imagine thousands of people are signing up for LifeLock and using this particular Groupon code. But just so you know, it is PayPal16. Which is just one word, PayPal16. The only thing is you have to use PayPal to pay the monthly installments, which is
fine
with me. So I linked it to my PayPal account, but I got 20% off.
Okay.
So I think to cover Kelly and I, we got like the middle of the road plan to cover Kelly and I. I think it's $30-$31 a month, but you know, it's just one of those things you have to do these days. It's not if you're going to get, you know, compromised in some way, even if it's a small way. It's when, you know, it happens, especially with credit cards. And there's you know, this is only one of many security breaches we've seen. But anyway, enough of Equifax and security breaches and all that other shit that bogs my mind down on a Friday.
Well, it is Friday, and I think we've got enough to talk about. So let's talk about our beers.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
It's one of the more pleasant conversations I've had today, though.
Oh, man. I'm pulling up the website for my beer because I didn't pre-do that, and I always have to. I like the ones that now say, they kind of do just the simple question, are you over 21, yes or no? And then you get the ones that you have to put in your birthday and, you know, basically rub your stomach and pat your head in order to get in. But I'm in now, so I'm good.
It's only a matter of time before you have to do a CAPTCHA. How many of these pictures have a road sign? How many vehicles? Touch all the squares with vehicles in it.
Oh, man. I had a couple of those the other day. I don't even remember what it was for, but it was driving me nuts.
I hate them so much. But since you are behind here and haven't put your note in there, don't forget, because I have to do show notes and
I'm in.
Piss me off if you
don't. I didn't put it on the list yet, but I'll put it in.
Put it in there. Damn it.
What are you drinking?
All right. So what I have here is from Black Rocks Brewery, which is in Marquette, Michigan, which I don't know if you know where Marquette, Michigan is. I know you always
care.
You always joke that Michigan's a frozen tundra. Well, if you live in Michigan and you think about Marquette, you think, I mean, that's the frozen tundra of Michigan. It's in the Upper Peninsula, which we don't like to go up there because those people are weird. It's north of the bridge. There's not a whole lot up there, but what there is there's apparently a brewery called Black Rocks. Never heard of them till today. I just happened to see it on the store shelf as I was picking up the shooters for Kelly's Dickiata. That's what I've been calling it.
As long as she doesn't dwell on it, and when she comes back, if she's talking about it a lot, then again, you're going to have to sit her down.
If she looks down at mine like she's sizing it up and she's disappointed, then I'll be upset. So anyway, this is the Coconut Brown Ale, and it is 6% alcohol by volume, 18 IBUs. It's always available because what else do you have to do in Marquette, Michigan, other than make beer? So this says, life in the UP tends to move at a slower pace. Ain't that the truth? Marquette summer often feels like island living. Take a moment and relax with this American brown ale brewed with coconut. Aloha, eh? That's a terrible joke. And then just to go a little bit into the brewery here, since it's on the can, we have Black Rocks Brewery are proud to call Marquette, Michigan, our home. Our name is inspired by the Black Rocks located just north of town, where natives and visitors have gathered to enjoy Lake Superior for generations. We love beer. You love beer. Let's get together. So it's a brown ale that has a flavor of coconut in it. I already drank one, so I'm on my second coconut brown ale today. The kids did that to me. It's their fault.
Happy New Year.
But I do like it. I don't taste a ton of coconut. I taste more some coffee, some caramel in it, kind of roasty malts, but I don't taste a ton of coconut, but I mean, maybe just a little bit. But it's a nice dark brown ale. You can see through it a little bit of a head on the top. It's a pretty good beer. I rated it at 3.75 out of how many? Five out of five, which brings it in the range of I would possibly buy this again if I see it and I'm looking for a kind of a coconutty brown ale, I guess. I do like this more than a lot of the other brown ales out there. I like it more than the Newcastle, actually, just because it has a little bit more flavor to it. It's slightly more unique of an ale than the Newcastle, which the Newcastle I define as just a standard brown ale, nothing special. It's the thing I get when it's the only thing on the menu other than, you know, the typical Bud Lights and Coors and shit like that. So, but it's good beer. I'm going to drink it. Right now,
I was waiting. I know you already had one.
I already had. Oh, yeah, I kind of feel like I've been sipping on it as you were.
You know what it takes.
You know, rambling on about Equifax and stuff. So hold on.
You were the one rambling on about Equifax. You're the finance guy.
That's true.
I don't even know how many people we have living in this country, and I said in the whole planet. So
it's a little.
You think I was drinking already?
300 million.
It's a lot. There's less people on this planet than there are in China. I'll tell you that.
Do you think there's a though? That's true. Do you think there's a way where I could commission everybody in the United States to send me $1? Like, I could make over $300 million in a day. No, yeah. It's not a pyramid scheme because nobody will work under me. I just want everybody to send me a dollar, and then we'll be done with it. Thank you so much, everybody, for your dollar. In fact, if you want to send me a dollar, let me know. I'll send you my email address that's associated with my PayPal account, and you can send me a dollar.
Well, pretty soon, hopefully, in the iOS 11 update, we'll be able to just Apple Pay over there.
Yeah, then I got.
Then you got to give me your phone number. And
yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't trust any of the people that listen to this.
Stupid.
What are you drinking?
I was waiting for you to ask me. You know, it is after Labor Day. And you know what they say after Labor Day, you can't wear white. So I've already gone through the whole process of taking all my white jeans, having them professionally laundered, steamed, pressed, folded, put away for next year.
You would wear white jeans.
And they're tight, too, without underwear. Oh, don't tell me. Because I got a bidet now. I can do that.
Sometimes you got to go commando.
Before I couldn't do it. But I went ahead.
I only do it at church.
You should. Those priests aren't up there for nothing. Now,
the way Jesus did it.
I know there's a lot of people out there that are already jumping on the pumpkin spice. And then I saw this whole thing with the Color Me Dead podcast. And they're arguing about whether pumpkin spice is good and if you should get it with iced or hot. But I went out and I got the Devil's Backbone Brewing Company Pumpkin Hunter. Mm. And it's an ale brewed with pumpkin and spices.
Oh,
I think it was probably a little bit early for that. But at the same time, like I said, we are getting ready to start football in a couple of days. Well, I guess we did last night. I haven't watched it, but it was the Patriots and I hate them. But this is a beer that I've had the brewery before, which is Devil's Backbone. And they're in Lexington, Virginia. The website says it's named for the huntsman who roams the forests of Nelson County. Pumpkin Hunter brings Devil's Backbone's typical balance to a pumpkin ale. Brewmaster Jason Oliver designed the flavors to layer like liquid pumpkin pie. The malts impart a graham cracker pie crust character around a rich, subtly sweet pumpkin and spice body. It's the ultimate comfort beer, fall amber spice. Our trailblazers stray from the beaten path into a world of robust and daring beers featuring bigger, bolder flavors for fueling your spirit of adventure.
You did all right.
I like this, and I originally was a little bit nervous about it because the side said spices, and I didn't really... That made me a bit nervous. I looked on Untappd and I saw average of about 3.5 with a couple people that I knew that said 3.75, a lot like what you had on yours. So I figured I'd give it a shot, and I like it. It's not overly spicy. It's not overly pumpkin. It's only 5.1 alcohol by volume, which is pretty good.
Means you just drink more of them.
Well, after last week, I needed a break. And IBUs are low at 14.
Well, we won't even go into the after effects of last week's episode.
And actually, if you listen to the end of last week's episode, I did throw in a little Easter egg if anybody was paying attention. So this is available August through October. So I'm getting it right on the front.
I do like, I think the fact that it's a pumpkin ale probably hurts the rating a little bit just because it's a niche flavor. Yeah. You know, Kelly's into some of the pumpkin ales. I'll probably have a couple pumpkin ales, especially as we head into October. It's a nice thing, like kind of a fall day if you're looking for a nice beer that kind of matches the weather outside and the time of the year. They're good. And some of them are very flavorful too. Some of the pumpkin ales that are out there more than others, but
I like it. Again, I think it's just subtle enough. And what you said about being fall was exactly kind of how I pictured it. As I'm walking around the store, I'm envisioning, am I going to be okay with this? Am I going to like it? And I just thought, you know, standing outside with your sweater on and it's cool and the leaves are falling and I'm drinking a pumpkin ale or the pumpkin hunter. And I immediately was sold. So I like it.
Great. And, you know, I already put my beer in Untappd. Speaking of Untappd, if you've never heard of it or this is the first time you've ever listened to our show, it's a social network for beer drinkers. And we every week go in there and put in the beers that we're drinking and some that are out of the show, too, that we just drink throughout the week. It's a cool way to see the beers we're drinking and kind of even just in your own life, see what other people think of the beers that you want to buy, find beers that are local to you that you might like and things like that. So Untappd, I can be found at Phil Roberts 33, and that's Phil Roberts 33.
And I'm available at Robert K 328.
All right. And feel free, too, on social to send us beer recommendations. We've gotten a lot of great recommendations from some of the people that listen to our show are in our podcast circle, so we really appreciate that.
Yes, we do. And speaking of shout-outs and recommendations, we got a couple of Twitter shout-outs this week. The first one being from our friend and actually a longtime listener, Anna D., who said, the Golden Girls theme should be the theme of the show, #, best ever.
So the Golden Girls song is less of our theme song and more of a I have to piss and we need something to fill the time because God forbid you just cut that part out. So we appreciate it. In fact, funny story from last week. So Kelly's listening to the episode. And if you remember, we were pretty inebriated by the end of the episode. And at one point, I had to go and pee, and my goal this week is to not have to do that, and we'll see what happens. But anyway, you're playing the Golden Girls song, and then Kelly looks at me, and she goes, I don't remember you coming upstairs. Did you come upstairs? Mind you, we don't have a bathroom in our basement. And I said, I think I did.
She goes, oh, no.
She goes, you never came upstairs. And that's when it dawned on me that I pissed in the laundry tub.
Hey, who hasn't?
Yeah, she goes, you pissed in the laundry tub, didn't you? And I'm like, you know what? I think
Robert was waiting.
I think I might have. The show must go on. The Golden Girls theme song is only so long. And also, speaking of Golden Girls, that's a nice shirt you got on there.
I do love it. It's new. Do you like it?
I like it. It looks just like mine. And if you're trying to wonder, if you're wondering what we're talking about, so we're both wearing blue shirts that say Stay Golden at the top, and there's a picture of the Golden Girls right under that.
Yeah, you sent me that this week, and I thought I'd wear it for the show, and you've got yours on, so we'll have to snap a photo. I guess we've got the video here we can post on Instagram and everywhere else for everybody this week, so it is fun. And actually, my daughter saw it on the chair. I had it upstairs in my office, and she looked at it, and she's like, well, why didn't I get one? He doesn't even know any of the Golden Girls, and she watches it on TV Land, so she knows them all. I said, I just know Blanche, and I couldn't tell you which one is Blanche, but I just know there is a Blanche.
That's awesome.
Now, well, do you know them?
Blanche. No. Betty White is one of them as well. Oh, yeah. I think one is like Ethel or some shit. I don't know. But we were at the store a couple days ago, and I looked over and saw them, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to buy it. I have to purchase these. And Kelly goes, you're buying two of those, aren't you? I'm like, yep, sure am. So
you have to. One all for one, one for all.
Yeah, I got to get one for my buddy, you know.
It's fun. I'll be wearing it. I'll put it in the rotation with my Two Bobs t-shirt. So
another tweet we got is from Dobish81. The latest Two Bobs makes me want to drink with them. Glad they are part of the DMV Pod Fam. That's hashtag DMV Pod Fam, and I'll be following them on Untappd. He did follow us on Untappd, didn't he?
He did. And what the DMV Pod Fam is, DMV is Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. It's kind of the little region that's over here, Delmarva. But he is part of the Take Two podcast, which is Take T-O-O podcast that breaks down all the Hollywood news and reviews. So I've got them added to my Pocket Cast. I haven't had a chance to listen yet because I'm still trying to finish up the It audiobook. And he says, find them at take2podcast.com. That's T-A-K-E-T-O-O podcast.com.
Yep, and we'll put a link in the show notes as well, just so you can go to the website and access it more easily, as well as read my little... I take a lot of pride in our show notes when I do them, so I try to make it like you almost want to read them.
You know, there's been times when I've tried to do them. They just don't have the flair that you have. And I know we've talked about it in the past. We kind of have a similar sense of humor, but you've got a little bit more of an edge to it, which I enjoy getting them and reading them as I'm putting them in there in the website.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a wordsmith when it comes to our show notes anyways. The rest of life I can't vouch for, but show notes, I know how to do show notes. I always like to throw some jabs in there, including at myself, by the way. But
yeah. Well, you've made them a lot like you talk, you know, where F the listeners, and if you don't follow us on Untappd, you're dead to me kind of thing. So you've always kind of put those little twists in there, which are fun. So
yeah. And last thing with the Twitter world. So I had an idea this week to have a new segment on the show. And if you're listening, I'd really appreciate your help with this. And the way you do it is you go on Twitter, you ask us anything that you want to ask us. I mean, it can be, I don't care, relationship advice, financial advice, which, you know, I'll even give you a little bit of that. I don't know. What's our favorite color? If you want to know something about us or the show, if you want to troll us even, I don't even care. Ask any question that you possibly want us to discuss on the show. And as long as it's within reason, like, you know, obviously we do have some limits, but they're pretty liberal. Just tweet at us. Just go down to Twitter, tweet, and then put hashtag AskTTB at the end of it. And we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, we'll get it. And then for those of you that don't use Twitter, because I know there are some out there, we'll have to figure out a way to do that on Facebook too, probably on our Facebook group or our page, maybe pin a topic or something like that.
Well, even but that Facebook does have hashtags. I don't think anybody uses them, especially like they do on Twitter.
Yeah.
But Facebook does have hashtags. I mean, technically, you could do it on Facebook too.
Huh.
We'll People might just out. Think you're weird.
You ready for some football? I know baseball season's pretty much over for you guys. It's not over for the Nats, but how are the Lions looking this year? Do you know?
Sure. You know, Lions, it's
good. I know you don't care.
You know, you could just record me and the rest of Detroit every year and say, yep, this is going to be our year. This is it. As long as the Patriots don't win the Super Bowl again.
Well, it's nice. A lot of people were excited that the Patriots lost to the Chiefs last night. So I know. I hate them. Do you have a team that you hate, though?
I hate the Patriots more than I like the Lions. So
that's probably not out of the ordinary. I have two teams that I really don't like, and one's the Patriots and the other is the Steelers. And I think it's the Steelers just because sometimes the Steelers fans can be obnoxious, and I know several of them that aren't obnoxious, but I've also seen enough of them that are overly obnoxious and I don't like it. So
it's
I'll root
the
against
team.
Those team.
It's not the team as much as the fans then.
It's always it's the fans. And they're not on my list later, by the way.
Honestly, that's usually why I hate the White Sox too, because Chicago sports fans are just really the worst.
Well, speaking of things we hate, one of the things we wanted to talk about at some time, and I think it came up just kind of in conversation, talking about things that we have seen and I called it judging, and you were a little bit unsure exactly what judging was, and I didn't really mean it as, I guess, anything that was vindictive or mean towards anybody or mean-spirited, I guess. But there are a couple of things that I've seen over the course of either social media or out there. I saw somebody at a Nationals game that had it and made me think about this. So I've come up with a list of things that I judge. And I know you have recently come up with a list as well. So I figured we'd talk about those.
All right, let's do it. Let's make some enemies today.
It might even be between the two of us, I think, depending on what happens. But and we haven't shared these, so these are kind of new, I guess, to each of us. So I'm curious. I'm curious and anxious at the same time.
All right. Well, how about you go first? Because you have possibly more than I do, and you know this was your idea, so I'm going to let you lead off on this one.
It was, and I've had longer to think about it. But one of them, and you actually touched on it last week, and I don't remember exactly what they were, but you said reef sandals. So my first thing, and I saw it, and it came up to me in a picture you posted on Facebook of you and Harrison outside shooting arrows, and you were wearing flip flops. I don't think guys should not be wearing flip flops. And then you said last week you wear the reef sandals. Uh-huh. Guys' feet need to be covered, Rob.
What?
And I know you're in your own house and your own yard, and you're comfortable.
So if you're
guys,
if you're,
don't wear flip flops.
If you're down at the beach or down at the pool, you're going to wear socks and shoes.
Well, I mean, you can wear slides or whatever they are, but yeah, socks. You need to cover the toes up until you're ready to go in the water.
You wear socks to the beach.
Well, one, I don't go to the beach, Rob. There's too much sand.
It's the middle of summer.
Sand, I know, but then you get sand everywhere. It's on your toes. It's on your leg. It sticks to everything. Gets in the bag. It's forever in your ear.
Whatever, asshole.
Flip-flops, number one. At the top of the list, I should have gone backwards.
So my first pick is people from Virginia. No, I'm just
asshole's name Robert, not name Phillips.
No, so mine is a lot of mine have to do with the road because I just spend so much time on it, and so I've developed a lot of prejudices to people that are driving. So mine is, and if I'm driving down the road and I need to get somewhere quickly, people I will avoid. Because I think that automatically, even if they're not driving slow at the time, they will drive slow enough to piss me off. People with AAA stickers on the back of their bumpers.
Uh-huh.
But not only AAA, but if they have the family stick figure decals, or they have pictures or words mentioning domesticated animals.
Oh, like, you know, I love my cat. My cat's smarter than your first grader.
I'd say the AAA sticker is probably the worst out of all of them. I'd say on average that slows your car down probably about 15 miles per hour below average. And the family stick figures, domesticated animals, range from 5 to 10 miles slower than you would normally drive once you place those decals or stickers on the back of your car.
Now, around here, a lot of those stickers can be seen on large SUVs that tend to drive faster than everybody else. But usually the cars around here that drive slower that fit your mold would be the Corollas or Pennsylvania tags. And I know you talked about Ohio before, but around here, the Pennsylvania tag is usually going to be a little bit slower than everybody else. And if it's a Corolla, you know, a Toyota, a Japanese product, like you always like to say, with Pennsylvania tags, you use the median, use the shoulder, whatever, you got to get around them.
See, here too, if they're driving a Hyundai in the left lane, they're probably going super slow and they will not move out of your way if you're driving up on their rear because they're going slow in the left lane.
Hyundai's right. Yeah, see, that must be a regional thing. Around here, the Hyundais are fast.
No, we have slow Hyundais here in Michigan. Really, if you're not driving an American car, you're a piece of shit and you live in Southeast Michigan. That's not even like a prejudice or anything like that. That's just fact. we're not listen, in Detroit we're not at all passionate about our cars.
I don't get that. Number two for me.
I didn't even have numbers on mine. Go ahead.
Well, mine are bulleted. I don't have numbers, but I can count. I don't have 10 bullets. Fingers. I got less than 10.
Chicken scratch.
Jeans without a belt. People wearing jeans without a belt, so, particularly guys, although I've seen women walk around with jeans without a belt. You got to have a belt.
So what do you think of those people when they're doing that? I mean,
I don't know. I just look at them and go, where's your fucking belt? You got to have a belt on. Your pants are going to fall down. Mine fall down with a belt. unless I put it too tight to cut off my circulation.
Oh, that's funny.
You got to have a belt.
I would agree with that.
And I get terrified that I'm going to go to work and, you know, I'm wearing khakis or whatever it is. And I'm terrified that I'm going to go without a belt. My pants will be down and I'll know it. But two, I just, for some reason, I just have this fear, a phobia that I'm going to go to work or Well, I've gone to the grocery store without a belt, and I always got to hold my pants up. But going to work without a belt.
One time, I went to work without a belt on accident, and I felt like it would be the worst day of my life if I let that continue on. So I actually left work, went to the store, and bought a belt just so I could wear it that day. It was driving me crazy. All right, so I would go along with that. My next one is anybody at Walmart. That's it. That's the only qualifier there.
All you got to do is say Walmart.
They're at Walmart.
We go to Walmart a lot just because around here it's really, especially for groceries and actually everything. Melissa's a big Walmart place. I like it because stuff's cheap. So, I'll go in there. I call it the house of the great unwashed.
I call it the asshole of America. No way. That's
now, where do you go up there? Ohio, you go to Target. I guess you're close to Minnesota, so Target's the big thing up there.
Target. Everything's big here. I mean, we have Walmart. We have Target. We have Meijer. Meijer is kind of the biggest thing over here, I would say. Mm-hmm. Which is regional. But they have they're big stores that have lots of stuff, and we tend to go there because they're a Michigan based company. So we feel good about shopping there versus going to Walmart and things like that, where they, so we go to Walmart. That's kind of our jam over here. And then we just have just a million other stores. We have your usual, retail, like your Kohl's and your JCPenney's and your Sears and, and then all the fancy places that I don't shop because the shit's too expensive. So,
well, that's the thing about Walmart too. And I think you can go and you can buy your groceries, but you can also buy a lamp and a rug at the same time. So it's fine.
You can buy some wife beaters because most of the people there are wearing them anyway.
Oh, so that's your second one then? You're ready? Number three.
Okay, so, the last one was kind of mine already, so it's kind of your turn. But while we're talking about it, yes, wife beaters. Okay. I do judge people who wear wife beaters on public because, I mean, come on now.
Yeah. If you're wearing that, it goes under your shirt.
Now, wife beater with sandals.
With socks and no belt in Walmart. With socks.
Also Crocs with socks. I'd say that's probably the worst.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you got the little bangles on them, the little decorations.
Yeah, I don't have those. I do have some Crocs. They sit in they're holding up the shelf in the stairway.
Now this one here, I've seen a lot of people that have had this on their Facebook profiles, and I'm gonna say it, but then I'm gonna qualify it a little bit. But people that drive pickup trucks.
Oh, you're really just out to offend me tonight, you son of a bitch. No, go ahead.
Now your type of pickup truck is fine. It's the older pickup truck, the old F-150s and the old Silverados that are all kind of beat up. That's usually the uneducated, but you've got the nicer trucks like yours and that kind of thing's a little bit different. That I can get by because it's a little bit nicer. But the older kind of beat up ones with the Trump stickers on the back, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, I'll let that one slide.
So it's not quite the flip flops offensive to you, I know, but it was close. And I almost didn't put it on here because I figured it was probably close to the line, but.
Well, I did mention people who drive foreign cars. So, I mean, I kind of shot at you already.
Well, that's all right. Mine runs on batteries, so I don't really care.
What?
I drive a hybrid, Rob.
Oh, I didn't know you drove a hybrid.
Yeah, I got a Prius up there.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that on your list?
No,
I figured it would be.
No, I
should have waited.
I knew you drove a Japanese car, but I didn't know you drove a Prius.
I got it. Because from where I live to where I work, I get to take HOV. So it saves me a lot of time. Now, would I go out and buy it just to be a tree hugger? No. But when I got this job and I knew how far I was going to be driving and I knew the amount of time I could save, it probably half an hour off the day at least.
All right.
Each way.
See, I might look at a hybrid if that were the case for me. We don't have those fancy lanes here in Michigan. We just have a fucking just drive where you're going lane, which is the same as all the other ones on the road. So for me, it that doesn't have as much value in it. Plus just the fact that, again, we tend to judge people who drive foreign cars here in Michigan. Okay, so because for a minute I thought when you said Prius, the first thing I thought about was that South Park episode where everybody was moving to California, was buying Priuses and moving to California.
No, I threw you that bone because of the pickup truck.
We just care about the environment more than most other people do. So it's driver Prius.
Now it's nice getting 45 miles to the gallon when Melissa's car gets less than 20. A lot like yours, and that's kind of nice, but you can't take everybody and go somewhere like to the beach. It's just not comfortable for that long of a drive. Yeah. It's a great around like going to the grocery store and using it to drive in the HOV lanes to work. If the HOV lane restriction thing is lifted, I'll probably get something else.
I like to be able to hit the gas and just feel your back just press into the seat.
It's not quite that, but it goes. The electric motor has a lot of torque to it, so it moves. It's surprisingly how much it moves. But
look at Teslas, and they're instant torque. I mean, those things are fast.
Tesla fast.
You should get a Tesla.
I would love to
get a Tesla.
The kids would destroy it, though.
I won't tell Melissa.
I've told her, and I even thought about it because the Model 3 or whatever it is came out was $30,000, and I thought I might be able to figure that out. But then I realized, I got a bunch of baseball stuff in the back, and the kids getting in and out of it they would destroy it pretty quickly. So I wouldn't want to get myself a nice car only to be disappointed later.
Well, that's true.
All right. So I threw you that, just so you know, I threw you that Prius bone since you seemed upset about the pickup truck. So I'll let you go. I'll let you go next.
No, you qualified it. Just say everybody that drives a pickup truck's an asshole. That'd be one thing, but I have I love my, don't fuck with my pickup truck. I love it. I judge people, and this is a funny thing, and it drives, and my beloved wife is part of this group, so I have to be careful with this, but people with newer cars that obviously have Bluetooth in them, yet they're still using their phone directly when they're driving in it.
Now, are they holding it in their hand doing speakerphone?
They're holding it in their hand. They're either doing speakerphone, obviously, or they have it pressed against their ear. And it's just like a brand new 2017 something that, all the cars they make now pretty much have Bluetooth built into them. So, just hook it up. It takes like 30 seconds, and your life is so much easier by not having to hold your phone while you're driving.
Now, does she have anybody that could hook it up for her to make sure it works, or?
Yeah, I've offered a million times, Robert. Okay. She doesn't want me to do it.
Making sure you're doing what you're supposed to. Of course she does. Maybe that's the explanation that she can't do it because she doesn't know how. And
yeah, that's it. You won't
take the time to show her. Okay.
Yeah.
You're driving around your fancy pickup truck with your flip-flops.
You bastard.
Are you done with yours?
You're saying you don't own flip-flops.
I have had them only because when we've gone to the beach, Melissa made me buy them. They're uncomfortable as hell with that little thing in between your toe, and I always feel like I'm going to fall. So the last ones that I got when those broke at the beach, I got the ones that you just put your whole foot in. And I wear those with socks when I take the dog out for a walk in the morning before I'm barely even awake.
See, for me, I get that, I think feet are ugly to begin with for the most part. Yeah. But if it's like 80-something, 90 degrees outside, shoes and socks are so uncomfortable for me, and your feet can breathe so much better when they're not covered. I feel like guys sweat and feet sweat, and it just makes it compounds it when you're out there in the heat wearing shoes and socks. You're a monster is the problem.
Now, do you take your shoes off when you come inside the house, or you still wear them? We kind of have this rule around here. You take them off.
Oh no, we take them off here.
Okay.
Kelly,
line them up at the front door. Like
Kelly will womp your ass if she sees you hanging out with shoes on in the house.
With her Dick Yada, she's going to hit you.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy wearing shoes inside my house.
All right. Whose turn is it?
I don't even know.
I did the pickup truck. So then you did the, what'd you do? What was the last one you did? I don't even know. Where's your list?
Oh, the people that with the cars with the Bluetooth.
Okay. All right. Mine, adjustable hats, wearing baseball caps that have the little, either the little click thing on the back or the Velcro, and they usually have a little logo. You got to get the ones, like I wear the large, extra large, the stretchy ones, or you find the ones that say 8 7/8 and you wear those that with a thing wraps all the way around the back. You can't wear an adjustable hat. It's got to be fitted or stretchy.
What's the problem?
Where's your Tiger's hat? Where's your Tiger's hat? Does it have the little adjustable thing on it?
I can't find one
your size.
Listen, I have several Tiger's hats, both that are fitted and not fitted, with that are adjustable.
No. No. It's got to fit right on your head. It can't be adjustable. That's the yes, free stuff can. They give away at the park. Got to wear a nice hat. You want your shirt back?
No, I can't stay mad at you, Robert. So my last one. I have a couple. One was like, you know, old people, but like
old people. Where is she, by the way?
They're slow.
What, honey?
Yeah, elderly listener. No, I feel she's not feeling well tonight. We'll
be nice.
She's not feeling.
By the time this comes out, she'll be feeling better. So
she's not feeling well, and she needs to feel better so she can watch my kids tomorrow while Kelly is at her dick party. So that way I can take my dad to go see It. So it's coming out. It came out today. The movie It, Stephen King's It, is out today. And I bought a ticket for myself and my dad, and he's a big horror movie fan, and so I'm taking him to see it tomorrow. He'll probably pay for dinner. I'll still come out ahead. So my last one is people with blacked out windows on their cars.
Completely blacked out, or just because yours got to be tinted something.
Mine are just tinted to whatever came out of the factory. And some tint on windows is fine, especially, the back windows where the kids sit. And I put stuff in my car, and I don't necessarily want to be driving around in a fishbowl or have it sitting in a parking lot where it's very obvious what's inside. So I have no problem with some tint. I'm talking about the people that put tint all up the back, the sides, and even on the windshield, like limousine. Like limousine grade tint. So that way, I don't even know how they see, but I always assume they're riding dirty.
Now, do you have tint laws up there?
We do. It doesn't mean that everybody follows them.
Right.
In fact, this was a long time ago. My older brother-in-law, not the one that's getting married. I remember rolling. We were driving somewhere in his car, and he had just these ridiculously tinted windows. And we stopped at a light, and it's the middle of winter in Michigan, so it's probably 20 something degrees out. And all of a sudden, he rolls all the windows down while we're stopped at this light. I said, "What the hell are you doing?" And he goes, "There's a police officer next to me." I'm like. And he didn't want him to see the tent. I'm like, are you not drawing any attention to yourself by having all the windows down while there's like snow on the ground?
Just say it got hot.
So that's all the ways I judge people. No other ways.
Well, my last three, and I, yes, I do I have three.
Sorry.
They're all kind of food related. And one we talked about a couple weeks ago was Sun Chips.
People
sitting and eating Sun Chips.
We can't do it. This is the last episode. We made it 33 episodes, pretty good. We had a good run.
Thank you for being.
Don't you dare bring the Golden Girls into this.
Travel down the road and back again. All right.
So the Sun Chips. The other one is people. Do you have any rebuttal to that or anything similar to that that you want to say before I go to my next one?
People who eat Funyuns.
They've got to have stinky breath.
Yeah,
they're good. I like Funyuns, but you got to have stinky breath.
Yeah, so go ahead with your little Sun Chip thing.
Now, this one I asked you about because you were looking for examples of what would go on this list, and I asked you if you were a Coke or a Pepsi drinker.
Uh-huh.
And you have to drink Coke, but Pepsi people usually have the pinker neck, and they're driving the old beat-up pickup trucks that I mentioned a little while ago. So Coke, or if you're drinking Mountain Dew, that's worse than drinking Pepsi. I figure you gotta have your sugar, your blood sugar level has got to be through the roof drinking.
See, I always feel like Pepsi because Pepsi, 99% of the pop I drink is Diet Dr. Pepper, which is a Coke product. It doesn't matter to me if I'm out, we're at a restaurant and I order, if I want a soda, like I don't care really all that much if it's Coke or Pepsi. I'll just say I'll have a diet, and if it's a diet Coke, great. If it's a diet Pepsi, great. I don't really care. But if I really, really have a choice, I usually choose Pepsi. And I feel like Pepsi is almost like I feel there's more exclusivity to Pepsi because it is a smaller of the two brands.
Sure.
So I don't know. Like I just I feel to me like it's a little bit better.
Hmm. Now how's your feeling on Mountain Dew though? You drink that?
I hate Mountain Dew.
Okay. Then do you look at people? Usually that's the guy that's got the pack of cigarettes in his sleeve. He's drinking Mountain Dew for breakfast, eating.
Or I feel like it's just like some kid who is using it, just drinking Mountain Dew until he has time to, you know, to shoot heroin later or something like that.
Well, I was somewhere and I saw the kids coming up and I think we were at the, well, actually when you were at the beach, we were at a little local beach that's not too far from here. It's about an hour away and they had one of the food trucks out there and I got some fried Oreos and then there was a couple and their kids came up and the dad who was, shouldn't have been drinking this stuff, but he ordered a Mountain Dew and it's like probably 11 o'clock in the morning and the kids are like, we want Mountain Dews too.
Oh man.
And they're probably 10 and 7.
Like, oh, they're terrible parents.
Yeah, there's no, well, this guy, he hits all these things. He had flip-flops on. He had jeans without a belt. He had a pickup truck, and he was wearing an adjustable hat eating Sun Chips.
Was he wearing a belt, and did he have a wife beater?
All that. No, yeah, he did have a wife beater on.
Oh,
and it wasn't the white one. It was like a blue one, so it was like his good one. It was his wearing out, not the white.
It was we're going to church wife beater.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't even the white one with, like, you know, the ribs.
He's my son is best.
Yeah, exactly. So he was big. His belly was hanging out under his wife beater, and he had his flip flops on. So,
oh yeah, I just yeah. Shit
they were drinking Mountain Dew, yeah, for breakfast. The other one is I saw it earlier this week, and I said, "Yeah, what? I forgot about that." But people that say the word sandwich or Sammy,
sandwich, it's, Sammy,
it's a sandwich.
I know it's a sandwich. I don't say sandwich.
Sandwich.
Who says that?
Oh well, good. I don't want you to be upset at me. So I thought. Finally, one you don't do.
Yeah, no, at least there's one of these things that I'm not a part of.
Finally, one you don't do.
Oh, good. Not everything I do repulses you.
Now, for those, the other thing is, too, for those that are kind of coming in at this point.
People who say caramel.
People who say caramel. Rob and I have never met. We've never been in the same room. We've never been in the same. We have been in the same state, probably, but maybe not at the same time. So these things are, you know, not like we've hung out and been able to discuss these things. These are pretty new. We're still friends.
We're still discovering each other at this point.
We haven't made it to second base yet. I feel this is probably first base. We're learning a lot today.
We're really uncovering a lot of the things that you hate about me. And that's good. You know what I don't like? People who try to pass bratwurst off by using smoked sausage that's already been cooked.
I have to eat those, by the way, but I think they're still good for another 3 months, so there's no hurry.
They're not not bad, but I mean they're not nearly as good as the bratwurst.
It had cheese in it, it's fine.
It's better with cheese, but you can't pass a pre-cooked smoked sausage off as a bratwurst. It just doesn't
work. It was sausage with cheese in it. Who could turn that down?
I didn't say you had to turn it down, Robert. I'm just saying it's not as good.
Well, you're judging me. I don't like you judging
Stop
me for that.
Stop arguing with me in front of the listeners.
Well, is that your list? Are you done?
Yeah, that's all I got for tonight.
Well, good. Well, if anybody else has anything that they want to share about either the list that we've each had or how, I don't know, just how you feel about it, how you feel about me, if you think I'm a jerk or if you think Rob is the nice one here when he's clearly not, let us know. Hello at the two Bobs. He is probably the nice one. Hello at thetwobobs.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, you can do all those things. You can call us too at 530-882-BOBS. And that's 530-882-2627. And you can text us at that number as well. And we will read your text on the show.
We will. How about some crazy news?
Let's do it. By the way, I've cracked open technically beer number 3.
I'm still nursing this one.
It's a beer I had a couple weeks ago. Founders Sumatra Mountain Brown Ale. I'm all into the brown ale. This one compared to the coconut brown. The Sumatra Mountain has no coconut flavor in it, but it does have a much more noticeable coffee presence to
coffee.
It. Yeah, Sumatra.
Well, yeah, with that coffee. Sumatra, yeah, that sounds like a coffee region, so I would expect that.
There's coffee grounds in it floating around. It's good. Okay, there's not.
I'm still working on the first one after last week. I gotta be careful. I had a wicked headache. Wicked smile.
You had a rough day or two there after that.
I felt bad. It was a 3-day weekend, so
yeah,
I gotta watch it. Yeah. So what kind of crazy news we got?
This week's crazy news story comes out of Surf City, North Carolina, where a 20-year-old Zachary Kingsbury, he allegedly fled and dove into the water after he was stopped by the police and the cops spotted illegal contraband inside of his car. So he dove into the water to try to escape the police by swimming to an island out into the ocean. But he was not alone in the water. If you hear the music, I'm pretty sure you can figure out what was in there with him.
So that's around the time cops noticed a massive shark swimming alongside Zachary. Police say the incident turned into a rescue operation after they spotted the shark stalking him. And the funny thing is, on the article, it says there's no evidence that the shark was going to take a bite out of him, but I think we can all agree that Zachary was fuck-ton safer outside of the water and in handcuffs than he was swimming along a 6-foot shark, right? There's a video in the article that's kind of funny where they sent a drone out there to, I guess, follow him. And that's really when they noticed that the shark was out there. So you can see it in the video. It's swimming alongside. And there's no audio that goes along with it because there's just the video captured from the drone. But
I'm sorry. But this website just cycled. There's no audio. You're right. But it just cycled to the next video. And there was audio. And it blasted into my ear and just scared the shit out of me.
Oh, sorry, man. Too funny. But he's just basically swimming, and I don't know how far he thinks he's going to get. I mean, he's got to understand that when he swims back, they're just going to be standing there waiting. They're not going to let him go.
Well, no, obviously not. Police were able to nab Kingsbury around 7:45 p.m., according to the Charlotte Observer. I would have drowned after 10 minutes. Dude's an animal. A witness wrote in a Facebook post, Kingsbury was charged with resisting arrest, obstructing an officer, possession of drug paraphernalia, methamphetamine, and possession of marijuana of up to a half an ounce, according to Fox News. So, yeah, so he was probably, what did Biggie Smalls say? You're not supposed to get high on your own supply. So I don't know if he was at the time, but, God, this guy's, he's lucky because, I mean, this shark obviously was swimming next to him, so the shark was eyeballing him. Like he was checking him out.
Yep. Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, he probably had some other, record on there that said if he got arrested with this stuff, and you'll see if you've ever watched Cops, you'll see people flee for the dumbest stuff because of that. Have high speed car chases and wreck their cars and destroy all kind of property just to get away because of a prior drug arrest for something, they've got even just a little bit on them. They can't afford to do that. So they'll go to great lengths to get away, and whole Kingsbury is not unique in that.
So this week we have a bonus crazy news story because we know how much our listeners love our crazy news story. So we have a second bonus story for you this week, and it ties into what's going on, which, it's the date of this recording. We have Hurricane Irma, who's out in the Atlantic on her way to Florida, and then we have Hurricane Jose on her tail. But it ties into our discussion about people we judge and Walmart. So this particular story right here talks about a Walmart shopper who called out a woman hogging all the water as Hurricane Irma hits land.
She's probably got, looking at her shopping cart, and she's got multiple carts there. She's easily got probably, I'd say, 30 to 40 cases of what's probably 24 packs bottles that are in there, the big old Aquafina bottles, too.
So you got to be thinking, is this lady, does she really need this much water? Is she thinking, I need all this water? Or is she just thinking, God, I can sell this and make some money?
Yeah, it says employees restocks the water on a bare shelf as customers look in the Publix grocery store in Florida. But I mean, part of me wonders whether she's going to resell it. And I know you had a Facebook post a week or so ago about Best Buy selling the big cases and $46 for the case. And yeah. I mean, if you've ever bought I think that was probably 24 pack bottles and they were selling it. So I mean, $2 a bottle is not really that bad. This lady is either going to try to resell it or she's just afraid that she's probably not going to see water for some time, but it's pretty much a big dick move to do that. I mean, how selfish can you be to take all the water that they've got?
I mean, you know, when you hear stories about, I saw something online earlier about a guy who, I think it was at a Lowe's or a Home Depot, had purchased a generator, the last one, and gave it to a lady because she was, I think her father or her mother needed breathe using oxygen, and she needed the generator to run his equipment. And he gave her the generator, and it was the last one at the store, and didn't get it for himself. And then you see ladies like this. I mean, this lady, again, she has probably, four or five carts that are literally chock full. I mean, even the little shelf on the bottom under the basket has water in it. And literally, I mean, these things are piled as high, almost as tall as she is, and just cases of water.
Yeah, it looks like she's got a kid with her, too. So the kid's learning how to do all this stuff.
And the kid would probably, if I were there, well, and I'm a man, so I wouldn't hit a woman anyway. But if I would go off on her. And the kid is the only reason probably why I wouldn't go off on this lady if I saw this happening. Because there's lots of people that need water. Like, have a heart.
Yeah, even, I mean, there's, and the pictures too show that people are just kind of standing there, and there's an old man and an old lady there that look like they're trying to get water, and there's none left to be had. So this lady's got it all.
Crazy.
Well, that's episode 33.
Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. Again, if you've got any things that you judge people, let us know. We'd like to hear it.
We'll see you next week. We already talked about how to contact us, so do it.
Good night.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.